Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, UEFA is bringing in a new way of monitoring football club finances. Will it work better than financial fair play? On Monday, the European Club Association supported a decision to remove UEFA's financial fair play rules and instead introduce a new soft spending cap. Paris Saint-Germain owner Nasser Al-Khelaifi is the new chairman of the ECA. He said the new rules would ensure that European club football stays at the top of sport and entertainment. The Qatari businessman said the system, which should be rubber stamped by UEFA next week, ensures a stable, sustainable and inclusive structure. Because the old FFP rules have had their fair share of critics.
And in real terms, a lot of these clubs can plan for fines. They can essentially say, OK, we'll set aside 50 million for a rainy day because at some point we're going to run afoul of FFP. And they can sort of factor that into their spending. So what does this mean?
But what is the difference between the old FFP rules and the latest set of changes? Financial fair play was introduced in 2011 with the aim of preventing European clubs from spending beyond their means. It meant that clubs had to make their accounts available to ensure that they didn't build up unsustainable levels of debt and that they were using money that had been legitimately earned. In theory, wealthy owners could no longer pump unlimited cash resources into their clubs. They could spend a maximum of 30 million euros more than they earn over a three-year period. The first clubs to be issued fines by UEFA's club financial control body were Manchester City and PSG in 2017.
PSG had made 167 million from the Qatar Tourism Authority. And essentially the CFCB said this was massively above market rate for what could be expected. They used deals like the Azerbaijan deal that Atletico Madrid had to say, actually, we think they're spending more than they need to for this deal and essentially putting money into your coffers that shouldn't be there.
In response, PSG said that it deplores the fact that UEFA hadn't recognised the full value of its partnership with the Qatar Tourism Authority. But the thing is, PSG President Nasser Al-Khelaifi is a minister in the Qatari government. The Qatari Investment Authority is government-owned. The Qatari Investment Authority owns PSG and runs the Qatari Tourist Board. It's essentially one and the same. In 2017, PSG had paid £200 million for Neymar, and the following season they bought Kylian Mbappe for £130 million. So when they signed Lionel Messi last summer, Nasser Al-Khelaifi was asked how they could stay within the FFP parameters.
Hello, Laura Scott from the BBC. A question for the President. There's a lot of people wondering how you can afford to have such an amazing squad and stick within FFP. Can you tell us, please?
For us, always, as we said, you know, we follow the financial fair play regulation from the day one that we started until the end. We're going to always fulfill the regulation of the financial fair play. Before we do anything, basically, you know, we look out with our commercial people, with financial people, with legal people. So as soon as if you see that we sign a deal, that means we have the capacity to sign it.
PSG and others were still spending vast amounts of money. That's why many said FFP wasn't fit for purpose.
In terms of teeth and being able to punish clubs that have done wrong, it hasn't worked, has it? Which clubs have been on the wrong end of a UEFA punishment, apart from, you know, a few Turkish clubs and a couple of Italian clubs that have had the knuckles wrapped rather than properly punished? You know, Man City and PSG are the two big clubs that have, you know, that UEFA have struggled with over the years, and they've come through it unscathed.
They both got away with it. And I'm even saying that as a PhD fan myself, but we were lucky.
The new system will see spending on wages, transfers and agent fees capped at 90% of revenue from 2023, incrementally reducing down to 70% by 2025. Clubs will be allowed to spend more if they sell players. The key difference? Breaches will lead to fines and points deductions, and repeat offences could lead to exclusion from European competitions altogether. So, this clearer, more simplified system does allow clubs to spend more, but equally it should close any loopholes and allow UEFA to see its punishments through. Nasser Al-Khelaifi and the European Clubs Association are in favour of the change, for now at least. Can they stay within the new rules? We'll have to wait and see. Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Playmaker. If you enjoyed today's story, why not share it with a friend? It was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Hannah Varrell.
The Playmaker.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.